Because people love scavenger hunts, and some of the apps have been really popular, and it also just gives people a reason to get out and explore. Because you actually, I mean, you could just sit down and read it, but it's actually a lot more fun, and it's easier to find the clues, answers to the clues, if you actually walk the different neighborhoods.
So then, how, as a lifestyle, as someone who is a lifestyle journalist, you've written a lot about Milwaukee. In approaching this project, how much did you already know? And how much did you have to go research?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, I knew quite a bit about specific areas that I had lived and worked in. So East Side, downtown, Third Ward, Bayview. But like so much has happened since then. Or like Menominee Valley, for instance, there's so much that's changing there. And so I did really just kind of start from scratch in every different neighborhood. So I would just go into the neighborhood with a camera. And sometimes I had to drag my kids along, but they were okay with it. And we would just explore it, and we would find different things that were interesting. And then, you know, once I got home and I compiled all these things, then I had to figure out like, oh, how do I rhyme this stuff?
my other question hard. Is like, are you a poet? And we didn't know it.
Oh, this is what you did there?
I am not, but you know what? Everybody has a little creative bone in their body that I guess hasn't been exercised. And I found mine doing this book. So it was really fun. Obviously I had the help of the internet, which was really nice.
I was going to ask that. I was like, was there any websites that you're like, what rhymes with ball?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's something on the internet for everything, right? Rhymezone.com was my savior. But it was, you know, like I said, it was a fun, departure from what I normally do. Whereas, you know, it's not just the research part was obviously very much part of what I do with journalism, but then, the actual rhyming, it was fun.
That's so fun.
It was hard.
So what were of the new things you discovered in writing the book? What are your like top five new things that you would recommend?
That's a hard question.
Okay.
I know. There's so much. I really liked, they might not be new things, but they were new to me. I really liked, as I mentioned, what was happening in Menominee Valley. There's this design district on 16th Street. If you go to, they're kind of rebranding it, you know, kind of like they're doing that arts district on West Wisconsin Avenue, which is great. Like people love names and good marketing, right? Mm-hmm. So it gets people to those places too. Yeah. Right. So it gets people to those places to experience all that there is to offer beyond, you know, just the Bradley Symphony Center or just like BBC Lighting is on 16th Street. It's been there forever. But now there's all these other different places that, you know, you can go to Backman Furniture, and there's all these different places that you can go if you're looking to design a home. So that's a really fun area, which I love. Oh gosh, let me see what else.
Jenna, can I just say BBC Lighting, I could hang out in there for like hours.
I've never been there.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's great.
It's beautiful. It's fantastic. And they have the most knowledgeable electricians I've taken like old ancient lamps to them, and they can rewire them and fix them up like new. That place is awesome.
Yeah. And they have popcorn sometimes.
Yes,
take that Costco hot dog.
Whoa, Kristen.
A little tidbit, I know.
So then you also have a contest happening around the book right now, right? Is that still going?
Yeah. So it's still going through the end of the year. So please take advantage. You have a great opportunity to win a $250 gift card to Sendix and then a annual family membership to the Public Museum.
Ooh, so where can people? Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, mkescavenger.com/contest. And so all you have to do is enter in the answers to your clues, to the clues, because there's no answer key in the book. So you have to guess. And if you, the person with the highest amount of correct answers wins.
Ooh.
And they're all broken down into neighborhoods. So say you want to like get out there and research, you can do a couple neighborhoods at a time and then come back to your computer and then enter in the answers and then take a break and then go back to it. So you don't have to answer in all your answers all at once.
I wonder how, having only lived in Milwaukee for 3 years, I wonder how well I could actually do.
Yeah.
That. I have to do the scavenger hunt to learn more.
The moment I heard contest, I saw the gears turning for you.
Yeah. See, people love contest too.
I'm slightly competitive. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. slightly hilarious. Go on.
So, go ahead.
Here's the other cool thing in the book. There's like little lines that you can write in your answers too. So you can use it as like a little workbook if you want. Or, you know, you can use it as trivia when you have friends over for cocktails.
For cocktails. There you go. So what, then what's the next project? What is it, moving on from the scavenger hunt? Yeah. What's next?
I don't know. I really haven't thought about it yet. We have so much going on in our lives. I love the magazine work that I do. My husband and I actually also own some venues downtown in Milwaukee and Walker's Point.
What? Did you, so fun story.
I'm a venue owner in Walker's Point. Go on.
So fun story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When Jen and I first connected and she was saying, you know, if you want to, I just published this book. It's so fun. And I was like, oh, great. And then we made the connection that our husbands are friends and that Mike and I had our engagement party at the Ivy House, which is one of the venues.
Fantastic.
Which is, I cannot say enough about the Ivy House and what a beautiful venue it is for a wedding or a party or whatever. It's the staff is so fun. The space is gorgeous. And now we're connected. Small Milwaukee, baby.
Nice.
Yeah, for sure. I love Walker's Point. I think it's one of my favorite neighborhoods, too.
It's very beautiful.
So yes, I do have a little fun project. It's not official yet, but I'll give you guys the first taste. I will be working at the Milwaukee Athletic Club for a year as a residency, as one of their Mac makers. So, basically telling the stories of the members. It's similar to the Pfister Narrator program, which was the best job ever. So I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to connect with other people who love Milwaukee and are sharing their talents and, spreading love.
That's what was the Pfister project?
Oh, the Pfister. I was the Pfister narrator. So they have an artist in residence program they've had for a long time.
I have a friend who did that too. Nikolai. My friend Nikolai was that too.
Yeah. So it was 2013, a long time ago. But I basically just sat around the lobby and talked to people, and I got to write their stories and share them for the Pfister's blog. And it was a really fun project. So I did that, and now I'm doing something a little similar, but it'll have its own spin at the Milwaukee Athletic Club.
Jenna is so interesting.
So interesting.
So very interesting.
It's so nice when you get a platform because, you know, like writers were always looking for paid work. And so anytime somebody says like, I have this great platform and I have all these interesting people, you know, it's like, sign me up because, we're just always looking for the next story.
Well, I'll see you at the Mac because I'm a Mac member.
Oh,
so good.
I'll see you there.
Okay.
So just a reminder for everyone, Jenna Cashew is a lifestyle journalist, and she has a new book called Milwaukee Scavenger that you can go buy and enjoy. But then also one more reminder on the contest.
Mm-hmm. Check it out. MKEscavenger.com/contest to learn about it through the end of the year. Enter and guess the answers to the clues so you can win a $250 gift card to Sendix.
And who doesn't love Sendix?
Who doesn't love Sendix?
It's just all of the Milwaukee love and the connections.
Yeah, we love highlighting it. I love it.
I love it. Anywhere else that people can find you and your work?
Yes. MKE Lifestyle, Milwaukee Magazine, and on the Milwaukee Athletic Club's new updated website later in January.
Awesome. All right. Well, Jenna Cashew, thank you so much for joining us. I'll definitely have to go check out your book, and maybe I'll see you around the back.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right. So we're going to take another break. But when we come back, Greg has a story that he may have fallen for a bit of a text message scam.
I'm a sucker.
Happens to the best of us.
So stick around
to hear that story. As always, 844-967-2789. If you have a story about falling for a text scam, you know, again, happens to the best of us. But this is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick around.
2,000 miles from my home, sweet home. 2,000 miles from the arms that bore me. 2,000 miles from my sweet home, Milwaukee. But I keep saying, roll on, Milwaukee road. Gonna roll in the rain and cold. Do you know this train was born in my mama's dream to be happy? That's so fine. Saying, roll on, Milwaukee road. Warm up.